From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The reported shooter of the police has put out a new statement. We'll see if that's for real. But again, it could be staged as well. My gut says it's real just by looking at the way the establishment's responding, how it was floated out there. You can disagree with me if you want. Accused killer cheered by the left. We are all Chris Dorner. These people are so sick. A pro-gun control guy. See, I haven't even seized on that to demonize the gun grabbers. Just truly disgusting. Absolutely, truly. Truly disgusting. So we're going to be breaking some of that down. Now here's the deal. I can open the phones up to Australia and have 15 people calling from Australia, and I can open the phones up to police and have 15 police call in. And that was something I was thinking about, having the police call in to give their take on this Dorner. Look at this headline: CBS News support growing for former LA officer accused of killing spree. Good. God. Yeah, and they're like, oh, we're going to open the case for you while you were fired. It's such political correctness. You know, like, well, if it's like Django, you're killing evil white people, that's okay. Man, I tell you, this is sick. See, that's when you really know they're spinning it and they weren't behind it, is when they're like saying it's now a good thing. I just can't even imagine. Anyways, we haven't gotten but one call from someone who says they lost a family member from suicide in the military. And I know this is an epidemic, 22 people a day. I know it's hard to talk about. If you've lost a buddy in the military to suicide, or you knew people well that did, we'd like to hear from you because it's important. It hasn't been given the focus it needs. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's the Sunday phone number to call. But, Chris, you're coming up the next segment. Let's get to John in Colorado, and then Kathy, Jay, and Jeffrey first. John, you're on the air. Go ahead. All righty. We got to take that caller, or that phone system down. Let's talk to Kathy in Oregon. Kathy, you're on the air.
Alex, I always say if you don't stand for something, you would fall for anything. And, I've been listening to your show here for the past week or so, and you've been talking about this guy in California, this AWOL officer or former officer. And, it's just so hard to believe anything the media says, and I don't know, where is this guy, And
but see, they weren't ready for it. They didn't have the jump. It doesn't fit what would help them. You understand? Again, I've studied him so long, but, do you disagree?
Well, here's the thing. These guys, the government, they're so diabolical. They could just, say that he's Obama, Piers Morgan lover, to make it look like they're not involved. And, whatever the thing they're trying to use this whatever they're trying to use this for, whatever purpose, it could be staged, for the California gun grab. It just stinks.
Well, absolutely. They are trying to ban and make you turn in all the semi-autos right now. But here's the deal. There's 315 million people and growing. There are going to be real people that go out and shoot people. And we're going to have good guys take out a bad guy with guns. Just because there's a bad guy doesn't mean we all give our guns up. We have to point that out. Just because somebody stabs somebody to death, we don't turn our knives in. I know the MO of the narcissistic government types that think they're Rambo. I've talked a lot about it. And they would put out a manifesto that would be pro-gun if they were going to stage this. I know them. They target the lowest common denominator. This is exactly what I would expect out of a authoritarian libtard, as they're known. This is exactly the type of stuff that would be real. I'm just saying, I read it. It reads like it's real. And there's so many little essences that go into the statement like that. It's my gut. And it's just the facts. I think Al Gore won the 2000 election. I hate Al Gore. But the evidence was he won. Mitt Romney won this election. There was election fraud. Evidence is that. Doesn't mean I like Mitt Romney. It's just a fact. I believe this, from the evidence we've got, is real. Now, he could be some military mental patient, mind control, who went off the rails. That could be it, too. Alex Jones here.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., syndicated transmission, Infowars.com, XM166, over 150 AM and FM affiliates, but also Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live. We are live right now, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, the Sunday show's not on XM yet, and I've not ever really lobbied them, but I think we're going to lobby them next week. So call XM of your subscribers, tell them you want the Sunday show on XM. As well. And if you're listening on an AM or FM station, whether it's 590 AM right now or, you know, Bakersfield, California or LA, California or wherever it is, be sure and spread the word about the broadcast and thank them for carrying the show. Finishing up, I'm seeing comments on Infowars.com and the articles. Why isn't Alex talking about the alleged reported person behind the killing spree in California, the former LAPD cop, Christopher Dorner, and his gun control love? Yes, the manifesto loves Obama, says the citizens should have all their guns taken. You go read the quotes. And he's reportedly issued a news statement. We're vetting that right now. But all I know is CBS News is saying support growing for former L.A. officer accused of killing spree. I mean, if that isn't sick, they're now coming out, and the head of the LAPD, the chief, has said they're going to reopen his firing case. I mean, this is just sickening. I mean, this is sickening, whether the guy did it or not. The fact they're like, oh, yes, more poor little sweetie cake. I mean, this is crazy. Can you imagine if a Tea Party or a conservative, a libertarian, a gun owner, I don't care what color they were, came out and did this, it would be the end of the world. I mean, as gun owners, we were told it was our fault. It was our fault Sandy Hook happened, when statistically mass shootings are 88 people a year and about half of those are gangbangers killing each other. You got about 42 people a year dying in real mass shootings out of 315 million. I mean, violent crime since 1991 has dropped 49%, FBI.gov, real statistics. You never hear that on the news. It's all how gun owners are killing the children, and we got a right to be gun-free. Except for the Predator drones you're using in California. And they're saying this is the first time ever drones have been used against someone. No, they're not. Daily Mail, meet the North Dakota family of anti-government separatists busted by cops using a Predator drone after stealing six cows, which they had, and the cows kept breaking into their property. So by common law, they took them for the cost. We've had our cows taken before the third or fourth time they break into somebody's property. Nothing you can do. It's not very neighborly, but nothing you can do. You know, the last thing we need to do is demonize the American people for stuff like this. So let's get that straight. But yes, this guy's manifestos are just how much he loves Biden, how cool he is, and how only law enforcement, ooh, the new royalty, can have guns. I mean, on and on and on. And I, for one, am sick of it. Okay, look, I got loaded phone lines here, but only a couple of them are people who lost family to suicide. And so we're going to go through those calls and then get to other people that are calling in or saying we lost family from being on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the Prozac family of drugs. But let me just, before I go to your calls, here briefly give you a couple of headlines here. This is Forbes. Suicide rate among vets and active duty military jumps now to 22 a day. Almost once an hour, every 65 minutes to be precise, a military veteran commits suicide. And that's a new investigation by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Yeah, it's actually far worse than that. This is roughly sevenfold the height of suicides in 1975 at the end of the Vietnam War when people felt depressed. Amazing. Now, again, it doesn't get the attention it deserves. Suicide now America's leading cause of death by injury, new study shows. That's Huffington Post and ABC News. Who knew the leading cause of death is suicide? Unnatural death. Yeah, the AR-15 isn't even the top 500. But if you watch Piers Morgan, you'd think it was the bathtubs kill 20-something thousand a year. Okay? You going to ban those? Look at this deadly we should do a skit where we, like, talk about an assault tub and, like, I guess shoot a bathtub then because it's so evil. Heck, let's do it. Let's go buy a bathtub at a shooting range. I'll go shoot it with a 50 cal Tuesday. We're already going shooting, so. Oh, boy. I'm losing my mind here. Okay. Enough of that. I'm going to get into the economy after we take about 45 minutes of calls and why we're being bankrupted by design. State of the Union, China eclipses U.S.'s biggest trading nation. We're going to be getting to all of that. But, I mean, now the mainstream media, I've got multiple mainstream news articles going, hey, he's killing people because they're white. And, I mean, the whites are evil. Django kills whites. I mean, you know. By the way, he's a big fan of Django. Support growing for former L.A. officer accused of killing spree. It's up at drudgereport.com on the right-hand side. It's also up at Infowars.com. Let's punch that up. Trail goes very cold. $1 million reward. Accused killer cheered by left. We are all Chris Dorner now. I got to turn my guns in because one of your little program government bots. Man, I've seen that smile so much. So proud to be a government bureaucrat. Everybody else is scum but you. Oh, yes. Ooh. And he wants to reportedly kill their families. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Kill their families because he's out randomly shooting cops, reportedly. These people are so sick. I mean, all I ever hear about from the so-called left or a bunch of authoritarians is how once they get power, how they're going to kill libertarians. You know, I'll keep my guns, scum. How's that sound? And you can get them from my cold, dead hands. You want me to be your property, your mule pulling your plow. It ain't happening, turds. Okay, just get that through your little heads. Man. All right, I apologize for ranting there. Let's go now talking about the suicide and the trips to Chris in Colorado. Chris, tell us who you knew and who committed suicide and what you think was behind it. What is behind the epidemic of military personnel committing suicide, Chris?
Well, I personally definitely think since they use our troops as guinea pigs from the time that they begin training, it's the combination of the vaccines and the gases. And even down to the food that they expose our troops to is the whole time that they're enlisted and their name and life is on that paper is that they're being tested and it's on a biological level. And now that we see the increased amount of suicides, that's next what they plan for the American people. And everyone out there listening right now, every time they see a military and police, they need to go out of their way to walk up to them and shake their hand, thank them for the oath that they swore to the Constitution, and then talk to them on a
That's right. Don't thank them for serving in a globalist war for opium or oil or whatever. Thank them, or war for globalism, thank them for defending the Bill of Rights and Constitution and following their oath, something the system is so afraid of, and oath keepers. I totally, absolutely agree with you. And fight for the military. I fought for the military to not be given the experimental smallpox shot that killed so many of them in '02. They had to stop it 10 years ago. I fought to get the deadly experimental anthrax shot stopped that killed so many. You know, they use the troops to get all sorts of approval where you've got to do human testing of dangerous vaccines and stuff. It's illegal to make troops take experimental vaccines. They're the only group you can make take approved vaccines, FDA approved. But they've got rights like we do, too. Folks, do troops have rights? Because everybody says, oh, the troops are God, but then, oh, they don't have rights to say no to an anthrax shot. Yes, they do. And it's up to us to inform them. I talked to a gun shop owner, one of the biggest in the country, the head of tactical firearms. It's on video. And he says, well, you know, it's the law. I've got to, report when somebody buys a gun to the ATF. It's already registered. There is no law. It's a ATF order. Just to see if you'll do something that's not the law. It's all color of law. Now tell us who you lost in your family.
Well, it's real personal. I don't want to get emotional on the phone right now. But again, reminding their service members and the police by just shaking their hand and looking in their face, it really means a lot to them, the family members, and especially the police. I mean, a lot's going on right now. We need to stay together as a nation and as families and as people.
That's why they want to divide us. Listen, Chris, can we come back to you? I know you don't want to share this. It's painful for you. But we need to humanize, whether it was your dad, your brother, your uncle. I mean, was it your dad, your brother, your uncle? Who was it?
Let me pull it together. You can come back to me.
All right, I'll come back to you after the break. We'll be right back after this quick break. We've got others calling in who lost family to this. To make them serve up to 10 tours, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody ever.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126. 888-788-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Chris, Ron, Sandy, Matt, James, Rick, those first six callers, they've all lost family to suicide. I think all of them but one from military suicide. The issue is, why is this happening? Why is it epidemic? Well, I saw a story 2 years ago that the Big Ten insurance companies got together back in 99 with Clemson and the Republicans and said, let's do a deal where all these death pensions that troops have had part of their check taken out to be put into life insurance, let's just take that money. It was trillions. And they took it. But the veterans groups, oh, we don't talk about that. Patriotism is worshiping the foreign banks that have hijacked and taken America over. And then I've met people that have served seven tours and had automatic re-ups and forced back in, fine print of the contracts. I mean, they didn't make you serve but one tour in World War II or Vietnam or Korea or World War I because they knew more than that, if you wanted out, get out. And then even if you wanted to stay in, 2 years max, because it could screw you up. It could absolutely screw you up. And now they put them on psychotropic drugs that the insert says can make you commit suicide or go haywire and kill others. But every time a veteran does something wrong, they blame all veterans instead of blaming the system that did this. But statistically, veterans still are some of the most law-abiding people out there. The media is hyping that veterans, while saying they love them and they're the best people in the world, oh, but they're the main danger, Homeland Security. Why, look how this guy's a veteran out there who shot three cops. That's why we need Predator drones. The robots can be trusted. And I just cannot believe that the left is cheering this guy. And I mean, I got CBS News here saying that he's a... I'm living in the twilight zone at this point. Chris, I'm going to get to others. I appreciate you holding. Finish up. I know it's hard for you to talk. If you don't want to, I understand. But you talked about them being guinea pigs for drugs and things, a lot of experimental stuff. Your family member that committed suicide, can you... I mean, what do you think happened? Who were they?
I definitely think it's tied to the vaccines and the psychotropic drugs that they're practically forcing down our troops' throats. I don't want to make this about me, our struggle, my family. This is about all of
us. No, I understand, but we have to, listen, you don't have to, I'm saying, it's good to identify an individual to humanize them. You see, they don't want to put a face to this.
I definitely want to take this chance to talk to all those troops out there that are listening right now that might have had that thought go through their head of suicide. We need you in this fight. We don't need you to lose your life anywhere on any battlefield, especially one in your mind. You need to turn that energy toward this info war and go after somebody in the Illuminati, somebody in the New World Order. Just like right now, Alex Jones, you're not telling the truth about hiring Mallory Mahoney.
Oh, I appreciate your call. My gosh, that caller calls in and sits there and obsesses over stuff. It's unbelievable. Let's talk to Ron in Arizona. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I got an email a couple of days ago from a buddy of mine in the Air Force. We served over in Germany in the 70s, and it was called The Last Words of So-and-So. And I thought he had committed suicide, and his wife had sent this out to, you know, all the people on his email list. And I just got a, you know, obviously I sent an email back, and I just got an email from him saying, no, I didn't kill myself. This is just preparation for it. But I think the reason why a lot of these guys in the military are committing suicide is because it's just too much pressure. And especially if you're under the fear of being blown up by IED.
You know, that's something I've never thought of. I am less afraid of being killed than I am of being locked up in some dungeon. And so that's something that I really never thought of. Are they committing suicide, a lot of them, when they're being forced to go back just because they're so sick of it all?
Well, yeah. Also, the living conditions are horrendous. I mean, I never went bivouacking when I was in the Air Force. One of the guys I served with went out on a bivouac, but it's you're out in the wilderness or the wild or whatever you want to call it, and you're living in tents and sleeping on the ground and eating the lousiest food you could ever imagine. Now imagine these guys in Afghanistan and Iraq doing that for a year or more at a time.
Well, on top of it, they're putting them on the psychotropics. They're re-upping them. The IRS is going after them at home. They're going bankrupt. A lot of that feeds into it. They've never, I mean, let's say you're supposed to put 50,000 miles on a pair of tires. They've put 300,000, 400,000 miles on these guys. And then the media doesn't want to focus on it. They want to just demonize the veterans and say, oh, they're dangerous, when statistically they're not that dangerous. But hyping it up every time one of them goes haywire. Thank you, Ron. I'm glad your buddy didn't commit suicide. Sandy in Texas, what's your story?
I was in Iraq in 2004, and I was in Afghanistan in 2007. And as a nurse, I was just absolutely astounded at the number of troops on drugs, some of them three and four different types of psych drugs.
Sure, ma'am. When you called us, you were on a handheld deal. You're on speakerphone right now. I'd really like to be able to hear you. So when the callers go on air, let's go to the actual handheld deal. Can you go off speakerphone, please?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and start over.
I was in Iraq in 2004 and Afghanistan in 2007, and I worked in medical, and I was just absolutely astounded at the number of psych drugs these troops are on. One individual can be on three to four different types of psych and still be given a weapon and sent to Afghanistan or Iraq. And in Iraq, we had multiple. In 2004, it was a ridiculous amount of suicide. And that's hard to do
Yeah, I'd love to be able to hear what you're saying. It's so important. I'm going to put you on hold and see if we can call you back or if you can call us back on a landline, because that cordless phone or whatever is out of batteries, and it just plagues us, the quality of phones in this country, cell phone, landline, you name it. Okay, well, that's all you've got. Go ahead and finish up then. So you're saying you worked in medical and they were on, what, Luvox, you name it?
Prozac, just go down the list. Lithium drugs, all of them dangerous, every single one of them. And people on two and three different types of them. And the vaccines on top of that, I mean, we took, when I went over, we took the nasal, which was the live vaccine.
Yeah, absolutely. You tell you're a nurse, you know how deadly that is. Ma'am, call us back. Give her our hotline number. I'd like to get her on as a guest. I want to get her on as a guest. As a guest. I want to get her on as a guest. As a guest. I want to make sure that happens. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side. Stay with us. We're going to put her on hold. More of your calls coming up.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own
own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code, RADIO13.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We got three or four more callers who said that they had friends and family commit suicide or knew people in the military that did. But we got Sandy on a better line. She was a nurse in medical. And the statistics are there. I mean, you heard her. They can put them on three psychotropics at once. They put foster children, 68% of them national average, on an average of 7 drugs apiece, many of them psychotropics, because they get more money for a special needs child, so they'll make you special needs to get that money. And some foster parents, some people in the system are not immoral and don't do that, but a lot of them are. In a culture where you just make excuses for whatever gets you ahead so you can go get more money for foster kids you've got on 7 drugs to buy that Gucci bag that you're selling your soul for. But they're now reporting that drones, again, are chasing the suspect. The drones are going to save us, the reported person shooting police. It just goes on and on. But notice, 2 weeks ago you had Al Sharpton say, hey, forget your Second Amendment for government. We got drones to take you out. Really, the drones couldn't hold Baghdad. They can't hold Afghanistan. One guy's got Southern California paralyzed in fear. If the globalists start a civil war, ladies and gentlemen, there's no way they'll win with physical force. They're going to stage terror attacks against soft targets with children and blame the Patriot movement for it and stage a psyop. Why is it this a psyop? They would never do something like this where one of their people does some of this. And this whole background and how they want the image of they're the good guys, you're the bad guy. You understand that? And the whole MO, the background, all of it. If it is staged, I haven't seen the angles yet. All right, Sandy, who was working in medical in Iraq, talking about what she witnessed. Recap what you said, because it was very important, but some of it was breaking up. We're talking about people that know folks that committed suicide in the military, how the media has been trying to cover this up and not make it a big issue, and what people who've experienced it, what they think is causing folks to commit suicide. So, Sandy, go ahead and recap what you were saying.
Yes, I was in Iraq in 2004 and in Afghanistan in 2007 as a nurse, and I saw all the troops on these psych drugs, everything from serotonin uptake to lithium-type drugs, some individuals up to three different types of psych drugs. There was no screening, no psych screening for these people. They just went through the tour, and they said, okay, what type of psych drugs you're on, and they just wrote them down, and there you go. You know, we'll just keep refilling you. But these people would have breakdowns. They would crack up. They would be involved in incidents. And this went on and on, and suicides over there, too, which is hard to do with an M16 or an M4 rifle. You literally have to almost use your toes to pull the trigger. And a lot of these deaths were under very, very mysterious circumstances. Like we had an attempted suicide and a suicide at the same time. And one was in finance where they were missing millions and millions of dollars. And as soon as this person turned up dead, they said it was suicide. And
I was about to say, a lot of these suicides are actually fraggings. Because there have been hundreds of deaths where fraud investigators from the Army, the Marines show up at a base and then get killed in the trailer, you know, where they're running their accounting operation. And you're saying that you were around some of that as well.
Exactly. These people, they called everything over there was suicide, even though there were some that they actually had to say was murder. But they had troops murdering each other, which was a real shock. A lot of that didn't go on in the other wars, but there's a lot of it going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, troops murdering each other, and then the suicides, and then the mysterious deaths on top of everything. And I was concerned with all the drugs, the people that are walking around with loaded weapons on three and four psych drugs, let alone just one psych drug.
Well, I remember 5 years ago hearing about Blackwater, now XZ, on cocaine, running around naked, shooting up families for fun. And I thought it was, you know, left-wing propaganda or something until it came out years later in federal court. It was going on, reportedly mountains of cocaine. So if that's going on there, imagine what's happening on the other side. We are just an immoral nation on average, and it's going to manifest in the military. But you've got the officers like royalty flying around with their camp followers and their basically paid prostitutes. And then you've got the troops in lice-infested aircraft, C-130s flying back to Iraq, defecating in buckets. That's come out in the news. It's just a system coming off the rails on more and more fronts. Do you concur with what I just said?
Oh, yeah. I was there. I've been in the bottom of some of them 1C-130s, 135. They're nasty, and the bathrooms don't work. And the conditions over there are deplorable. People would say, well, you know, that's just most of these people are just depressed, you know, from the conditions that the soldiers have to be in. Boxes, they literally, in Iraq, they literally lived in railroad boxes during the summer with 120 degrees heat in Iraq. You're living inside a metal box.
While in the green zone, there are hookers lined up around the block and everything else.
Oh, and there's so much illegal drugs over there. I mean, I have pictures from Afghanistan where, you know, the troops would just bring back, they'd take pictures of the marijuana fields and bring back samples and stuff. So much of it floating around is just beyond.
Listen, you heard about the 60-something billion in pallets of cash where they would give privates 30 grand, they would give captains 100 grand, colonels 200, 300 grand, generals a couple million. That was to corrupt them, just like they bought off the local warlords. And, you know, I've talked to family about it who was in Iraq, and they go, I'm not going to talk about it. Don't ask me about it. And it's like, yeah, right, I like that new truck and that new house. I mean, that's what's going on. It's just the total seduction of our military. And but I believe the psych drugs are the number one cause, because the insert says massively increases suicide, megalomania, mass murder. And you're saying, as a medical worker, what a nurse, that you concur with that?
I mean, yes. Here in the civilian life, that's bad enough, being on these type of drugs that will trigger suicide. But you take that person and you put them in a stressful situation or a combat situation, duh.
Well, again, what psychotropics do is they take away the inhibition and the anxiety. And so normally you have a feeling you want to kill somebody. It's just a feeling. And let's be honest, everybody's had the feeling of just a compulsion of choking somebody or you know, something like that. I mean, if somebody tells you they have it, they're lying. You take one of these drugs, well, you have the compulsion. You just do it. It takes away the inhibition. Anything else you'd like to add, ma'am? Very powerful call.
People need to be concerned about the vaccines. When we went over to Afghanistan, everybody got the live vaccine, which is the nasal vaccine, and they went around and made us hold our head back, and they counted to like 20 or whatever.
By the way, that's illegal to give in the U.S. That's got live viruses in it.
That's right.
By the way, they gave you
troops going over there.
That strain has SV40. That has cancer virus in it. Go ahead.
I came back with exotic diseases that even as a nurse, I had barely heard of. I came back after the live vaccine. I came back from a one-year tour in Afghanistan with Hashimoto autoimmune thyroid disease, Raynaud's disease, vitiligo, which is a skin autoimmune disease.
Yeah, no, they're using, look, it's been, they shot up gay men in New York and other areas with the hepatitis vaccine with HIV. That's come out in congressional reports in the late 70s. They use the troops as the vectors now. You're a nurse, you know what that means. But they shoot people up to then come back and bring it back. They're in, just like the atomic soldiers, the DU, all the guinea pigging, the black men in syphilis. They're using you, and while saying they love you, would you rather be patted on the head at the Super Bowl, or would you rather not be given all these diseases?
I'd rather not have the diseases. And everybody I know, I go to the VA hospital, and we're all dying of cancer. Body, everybody.
Well, ma'am, the nasal vaccine you were given, what, was it a polio vaccine or a flu vaccine?
No, it's supposed to have been the flu.
Yeah, no, Cancer Virus City. I mean, folks, more of your calls coming up. This is unbelievable. God bless. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth, and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, here's the deal. I intended to get into this, and I will on the weekday show, because it's 3 hours tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Mountain. Websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. China eclipses U.S.'s biggest trading nation measured in goods. We've got an article up at Infowars.com. Top banker drops bombshell. In fact, let me give you the actual headline up at Infowars.com. I'm just going from memory on that. But if, again, when you guys punch up Infowars.com, so I'm giving that James Wolftonson headline. It's very, very important. But I'm not going to be able to get to that right now because I promised to go to your phone calls, and I want to hear from people that have lost friends, family, or others from suicide and what they believe caused it. Yeah, there it is. World banker makes stunning confession. And that's James Wolftonson, former head of the World Bank, saying you're going to be poor. They're going to get rid of the middle class in the United States and Europe. But he doesn't tell you it's by design. They script the whole thing like, gee, this is happening. And again, it's the ultra-rich getting rid of the middle class and the nouveau riche. And knowing about this is the way to stop it. Here are some of the headlines. China eclipses U.S.'s biggest trading nation. Fed's holding of U.S. debt, that means private Federal Reserve, hits a record $1.696 trillion. 16 plus trill, almost 17 trill. The Fed's bailout of European countries with record $237 billion injection into foreign banks in the past month. It's not the countries. They're giving a blood transfusion to the vampires, the same private banks that run this country, who aren't free market. How Obama is wielding executive power in the second term. Yeah, turning into a dictator. Obama to propose spending to boost jobs in State of the Union. He's doing everything he can to get rid of jobs. He knew when he increased taxes on people, it would shut down jobs. That's just some of it. Matt in Michigan, tell us your story, sir.
My story is about my uncle and the signs to look for when they try to go cold turkey and just quit taking them. I was 16 at the time. I'm 30 now. And I had seen him on a Wednesday, and he seemed like his mind was really racing, and he kept asking me, is anything wrong? Can I help you with anything? And I was not wise enough at the time to understand that something was wrong with him. Saw him again on the Friday, same thing. I knew something was wrong with him.
To be clear, somebody, you're saying he went off serotonin reuptake inhibitors. He was not in the military, but,
right.
he went off of them and then killed himself. Yeah, they'll make you commit suicide, but going cold turkey, boy, that's when they really, that people really kill themselves then.
Well, absolutely, and what the reason for my call is that if anybody sees these signs, they can interject and maybe stop this from happening. At the time, I was so young that I didn't understand it myself. Now, if it happened and I saw it again, I would take action to help divert this.
Real fast, tell folks what he was doing: talking real fast, having anxiety.
Real fast. He was super passionate about, you know, can I help you with anything? What's wrong with you? And his mind was racing. Almost like maybe somebody that was on crystal meth or something like that.
Yeah, no, it has a speed effect, also an hallucinogenic effect.
Sure, and then it came to a Sunday, and that's when his trigger just flipped on him, and he did some things that were pretty wild. When the police showed up, he ran to the pole barn, and he took a 30-06, and he ended it. And this is somebody that was super good-looking, super charismatic. This was way beyond anything that he would normally do.
He had a great life, but they put him on these drugs for whatever reason. Like, it's no big deal. Everybody's on them when they're in the hallucinogen class. God bless you. I appreciate your call. You know, a few months ago, 4 or 5 months ago, a police officer responded at Walmart to a man walking around the aisles with a gun, and it turned out he was on an antidepressive, antipsychotic drug and mixed alcohol with it. I mean, you know, the cop just shoots him for no reason. The guy didn't even know who he was. You know, the Sergeant Bales, who went and killed 18 innocent Afghans, was on psychotropics. I mean, it's just, you see this over and over again. And I'm not saying it's okay what they did, but, I mean, you know, you don't put somebody on something in the hallucinogen family, and then when they go out and do something crazy, put them in jail. I mean, it's, the drugs get the blame, and they get the blame because we need to get these drugs out of there. And the psychiatric system is running the Pentagon. And they are just putting the troops on this stuff. 10 years ago, they wouldn't hire you for the military if you'd ever been under psychiatric care or even been on Ritalin. And it's in the amphetamine class, not even the hallucinogen class. I mean, amphetamines are nothing compared to hallucinogens, comparatively with the violence, if you look at the statistics. And they wouldn't take you 10 years. Now they just take you the last 10 years. And it is a crazy, 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 crazy what they've done. Let's go to James in Arkansas. Before I go to James, I want to put him on hold and say this briefly. I'm so sick of hearing mainline neocon, fake conservative talk show host on radio and on TV and all the rest of it. Oh, I love the troops. Oh, they say the troops, when they say that, they mean the agenda of the globalist. They just wrap that with the troops. But they never talk about how they're used as guinea pigs for drugs and vaccines. They never talk about the 5, 6, 7, 8 TERS. They never talk about the drugs. And I care about everybody. Foreigners, troops, police, myself, my family. I have empathy. I'm a regular human. I'm on team human. I'm on team America as well because we've got the best Bill of Rights and Constitution and I'm an American. Going back to its founding. And I love this country and I'm angry about what's happening. And I want everybody to get a fair shake. You know, so many people, I saw some video criticizing me going, Alex didn't know you can buy stock in the New World Order and these companies and get ahead. I know you can do that, but you're not going to have any future buying into the evil, thinking you've got a power trip. Let's go to James in Arkansas. James, what's your report, sir?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. It's a pleasure speaking to you. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I was in the Airborne Rangers, and I had a friend that he went to a different company that wasn't so good, and the corruptors, those that were into evil and so forth, just kept harassing them and stressing them out and so forth, and I got to speak to him before block leave, and he was definitely into a hypnotic state, and during block leave, it turns out he supposedly he played Russian roulette. He shot himself. And it's all to do with the spiritual and psychological warfare. If you're good or decent at all, just a good godly warrior, and there's any evil, corrupt, or bad folks in there, then they want to come after you, stress you out, harass you, and try to infect you with the dark side, in other words.
No, that's exactly what they do. I've experienced it, not in the military, but politically, and even growing up, I've been run into that. And absolutely, they're trafficking in souls, and they want your psyche. They want you to join them, or they'll come after you.
Yes, and what's really helped me out a lot, I was in a parachute accident and so forth, but I made sergeant in 2 years and so on, but I got a hold of this, sorry to plug something, but it's helped me out so much, and I'm not on any pain meds anymore, and I'm not drinking a six-pack.
Good job, sir. They want to get you on drugs so they can take your rights from you and say you're bad. They want to get you on drugs to say you're a bad person, like you're a convict. That's their plan, to take your constitutional rights by inducting you into a psychiatric system or a penal system. Let's go to Rick in Oregon. Last caller we have time for. Apologize to the others, David in England and others who had incredible stories. Tomorrow we'll cover this as well. Rick in Oregon, last caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a couple things I want to touch on here. One, I did have a friend that took his life. I'm a veteran myself, and I was actually out of the military and going to the VA and trying to seek help, and they were telling me, what are your issues? I have anxiety, depression, I can't sleep, I'm hypervigilant. Okay, well, this is what's wrong with you. You have post-traumatic stress symptoms.
This is what's wrong with you. You're a man. You're supposed to be kicking butt, running businesses, standing up for yourself. That's normal. You're supposed to be
right.
Hypervigilant. That's how I feel. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, they're telling me that these issues that I were having needed to be handled through this medication. So I was willing to take the medication because I was definitely suffering. Within a short amount of time, I realized that these drugs that I was taking were hurting me, not helping me. Within a month, I had a friend that was coming back. We crossed paths. He was relieving my unit that was there. He was complaining about depression while he was there. They sent him home. I know he was on medication as well. They actually, because we were reservists, just sent him home after 2 weeks.
Sure, what happened to him? We're almost out of time. What happened?
He wound up taking his own life. He took his life. I thought about taking my life. I have friends that have thought about taking their life. I know many people, including myself, that have put
their own
life.
Don't do that. Help the poor. Get a relationship with God. Spiritual systems can help you. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Call me back tomorrow. I feel terrible having callers like that left on hold from Arkansas, Oregon, Colorado, Alabama, England, you name it. That's it for the Sunday show. But you heard it. The drugs are killing them. Guys, just, man, go out and help others. That will help you. That's what's happened to you. God can heal you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bye.